Unit 7. An interview with Elon Musk.
I'm happy to welcome Elon Musk today. He is the mind behind SpaceX, SolarCity, and Tesla Incorporated.
It's a pleasure to be here, Christine.
Elon, today we are talking about Tesla in particular, your company that builds electric cars. What kind of crazy dream persuaded you to challenge the auto industry and build an all-electric car?
Well, it goes back to when I was at university. I thought about the problems that are most likely to affect the future of the world or the future of humanity. I think it's extremely important that we have sustainable transport and sustainable energy production. That issue of sustainable energy is the biggest problem that we have to solve this century. I think all modes of transport will become fully electric someday. The question is, how do you speed up the large-scale introduction of electric transport? In order to do that for cars, you have to come up with a really energy-efficient car, so that means making it incredibly light. Our aim is to push the car industry to move towards electrification faster than they would do without us.
How do you do that?
As I said, the challenge is the weight. We applied a lot of rocket design techniques to make the car light despite having a very large battery pack. We use an all-aluminium body, and as a result, the energy usage is very low. And it has a state-of-the-art battery pack. That's what gives it the range to be competitive.
I mean, those battery packs are incredibly heavy, but by combining a light body and a heavy battery, you can still gain spectacular efficiency, right?
Exactly. The rest of the car has to be very light to compensate for the weight of the battery pack. And in fact, our customers are sort of competing to try to get the highest possible range. They share their experiences online and even brag about it. I think somebody recently got 420 miles out of a single charge.
I mean, right now, if you've got a short commute, you can drive, you can get back, you can charge it at home. There isn't a huge nationwide network of charging stations now that are fast. Do you see that coming, really, truly, or just on a few key routes?
There actually are far more charging stations than people realize. And at Tesla, we developed something called a supercharging technology. And we're offering that for free forever if you buy a Model S. And so this is something that maybe a lot of people don't realize. If you drive for 3 hours, you want to stop for 20 or 30 minutes, because that's normally how long people will stop for. And during this time, not only can you recharge your own batteries, but also the ones of your car. So if you start a trip at 9 a.m., by noon you want to stop to have a bite to eat, hit the restroom, get a coffee, and keep going.
Certainly. Well, that was just excellent. But before we finish off, here is one last question from many of our viewers. What does Tesla actually stand for? How did you come up with the company's name?
Well, the company was founded in 2003 in the well-known Silicon Valley, California. The first sports car, the Roadster, was built around an AC induction motor. This technique was patented in 1888 by Nikola Tesla. So the physicist and engineer inspired the company's name.
Okay, well, now we also know that. Elon, it was a pleasure to have a true entrepreneur with me today.
It's always nice talking to you, Christine. Thanks.